This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world by the internet and a satellite, too. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can always listen to the radio show. If you can't get it anywhere else, you can get it on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're also available now on iTunes. Okay, joining us right now from the Ron Edwards American Experience is the one, the only, the formidable Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir. Okay, okay. All right, hold it down out there. Jeez, they'll wake everybody up in the hotel next door here because I'm working on the hotel behind me, and they're not quite done yet. By the way, they finally got the lights lit up so you can tell what the name of the hotel is. All the lights are working now. So that's part of it. So now I guess you go, I want to stay in that place even though they're not open. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. Senator Mitch McConnell, where do I start? Well, let me start this way. I believe he's playing a very dangerous game of poker with those $2,000 stimulus checks that could cost the GOP the two U.S. Senate seats in the Georgia runoff on January 5th. Now, obviously, the COVID relief money and the Pentagon national defense money is all part of what's going on here. Section 230, reneging that, repealing Section 230 is also in there, too. And there's just so much going on here. I don't know what he's thinking because I have literally had several thousand emails since this started. I can't even keep up with them. But not one of them is saying, oh, way to go, Mitch. It's all, what is this guy doing? Doesn't he realize there's people that need this help?
People need help, but the greater help that people need is the reopening of the United States economy.
But the Senate has nothing to do with that, unfortunately.
Yeah, it doesn't, but people need to, I think a lot of people are becoming more intelligent than that. They're not going to risk the entire country again on $2,000. I don't think so. Because, you know, we've got too much at stake now because of mistakes that have already been made in this election process. And the bigger issue is reopening the U.S. economy, and people need to focus on that, the voters, I mean. And look at what's been going on. And also, you're dealing with voter fraud and all these issues. So I think people are beginning to wake up. Yes, maybe you've gotten this communications over, you know, the $2,000 checks and all that. But here's the thing, Captain. There's even bigger issues. And be honest, $2,000 is not going to dramatically change our lives. It really isn't. It will help some people, but a bigger help will be a reopening of this economy, because $2,000 can go very quickly after you pay your mortgage or whatever, and it's gone.
Well, they're talking about
the bigger issues here.
Yeah, and what they're talking about is opening the country. You know, a lot of people have talked about that, but they've also said, listen, we need all the money we can get our hands on because we have got nothing. Nothing. And
yeah,
by the way,
why there's nothing, guess what, though? Let's say everyone got this $2,000, whoop-de-doo. Then what? If the economy's not reopened, you're still screwed. It's just more agony.
Yeah,
down the
but
road.
That is up to the states, not the federal government. And of course, we got to talk about the states. We talk about that, starting with your state, and then we can move along to California, New York, and wherever else you want to go. Because it's ridiculous, in my opinion. And by the way, why does somebody who lives in California, think about this for a minute? Why does somebody who lives in California and has to put up with the stuff they have to put up with? How can they? Why do they want to tell somebody that lives in Florida that has a totally different summary and summation of what's going on, how to do what they're doing, how to live their life? It makes no sense.
You know what, Captain? It makes as much sense as, and in fact, I saw a report yesterday now about more and more liberals moving to other states, and you and I have talked about this over the last many months, and voting blue. That you talk about retarded or
right.
Stupid.
Let me try to get a call in here real fast. Okay, is this Mary?
It is. I wanted to ask a question. I think the first thing that has to be fixed is the voting process. Some of these votes, when they're adjudicated, they're going up into the cloud, and some of them went to Pakistan. Now, didn't Pakistan just get a boatload of money that the Americans should have gotten?
No. None of that money has gone overseas. That's all been redlined, all that foreign aid money. It's all been redlined.
But Amazon is in the voting business. I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. No, all that foreign aid money, you know, a lot of people are going, whoa, Somalia and this, that, and the other. No, none of those countries have gotten any money yet because it was all redlined by the president. Okay.
Thanks to the president.
Yeah, hold that thought, folks. Be right back with more. And we're on Edwards June. We'll have an Edwards notebook when we come back, so don't forget about that. So don't go anywhere. And when we come back, the Senate is going to override the president's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. We'll get into that before we move on to some other stuff. Even Joe Biden is going to come up in the conversation in the next segment. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most Americans would agree the year 2020 was a very difficult one. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we Americans experienced the least deadly but most politically motivated pandemic of our lives. Never before has there been a scandemic where over 90% of those testing positive recovered with minimal suffering. But yet, many state and local government officials used as a leftist-motivated weapon to shut down small businesses in order to inflict irreparable harm to the vast middle class because of a demented deep state mission to control and depopulate those elites they have deemed as undesirable. Just as insulting as the brutish efforts of California Governor Newsom's bigoted war against churches and synagogues, such actions by leftist Democrats and rhinos have made an easy-to-overcome annoyance into a politically motivated difficulty that could have been having devastating consequences. We the people must rise to the occasion and overrule that madness via providential guidance. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience on Mojo 5.0.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and that's an internet station you're on there, Mojo 5.0. Hello, sir.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's Ron Phillips. I remember him. He used to have a bunch of terrestrial stations, but that's all since changed, but that's okay. All right, let's talk about the Senate. They obviously are going to vote to override the National Defense Authorization Act. That's what they're going to do next, since they can't seem to get the stimulus and the other items through there, repealing of Section 230 and the investigation of the voter fraud. So I think I know McConnell's got the votes to override the veto. I believe that'll be done today. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. It's supposed to happen today. And it's just, I don't know, it's just going to be very interesting what happens as a result of that. And I don't know. It's, you know, you can't predict exactly what's going to be the final results, I guess. But I don't know. I think this is going to be very interesting as a result of what's happening here.
Well, the House already did it. They already voted over right to veto. So if the Senate does it, it's a done deal. There you go. Now, Joe Biden is going to revive the Obama-era scrutiny of police, scrapping the Trump administration's restraint. And by that, I mean the DOJ is going to begin policing the police again under Joe Biden. We remember how that worked, don't we?
Yeah, I know of a direct situation that really harmed the ability of police to do their jobs in Cleveland, where after a criminal was dealt with the way he should have been, after he threw a rock through a restaurant window, hitting an Arizona tourist in the head, and the police caught up with him and dealt with him. And the Justice Department under Ali Obama came down hard on the Cleveland Police Department and forced them to lighten up on their actions against criminals who have done bodily harm to other citizens. So, I don't look forward to this. It's not good.
Now, there was something that happened in Wisconsin we just found out about late yesterday, early this morning. 500 doses of the coronavirus vaccine, the Moderna coronavirus vaccine, was intentionally left out of refrigeration and had to be destroyed by one of the technicians there. I guess that was their form of protest, but 500 people that could have got that inoculation, should they have chosen to do so, weren't able to, and I believe the person's going to be prosecuted, as he should be.
Yeah, well, you know, I personally, I agree with you on that score, but I personally do not believe that the coronavirus vaccine is the best way to go. It's a way to go, but it's not the best way. And I understand those that are in control don't want us to have simpler cures like hydroxychloroquine and Regeneron and others.
Well, no, wait a minute. That's not everywhere because it's being used in a number of states with good results.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. But what I'm saying, there are those, and I know of them here in Michigan, in fact, our governor, who threatened doctors and said, do not prescribe hydroxychloroquine, and people have died.
When are you
in
moving?
Hospital as a result.
When are you moving?
You know,
None of us can understand why anybody is staying in Pennsylvania, why anybody's staying in Michigan, or what's going on there, California, you know, anywhere where they got these shutdowns and all that. Why are people staying there? I don't get it.
Well, you know what? When the opportunity arises, I will be gone. But here's the thing that's very dangerous. Lots of people are leaving Michigan, California, Pennsylvania, New York, Illinois. But guess what they're doing? They're moving to states and cities that are red, turning them purple and blue, deep, dark blue.
Some of them, not all of them, some of them, because I did a little survey of my own. I've been running into a lot of people that have been moving into my area from New York, and even though they may have been Democrats when they came down here, they're not anymore because they realize why we don't have taxes. They realize why our gas is low. They realize why we have more than they've had up there, and we're not... We're not paying half the things they are.
Well,
you know, that's, and they go, wait a minute, you guys have got this right.
And that's fine and dandy. But
not all of them, but it's some of them.
Because they turn Utah blue, Colorado blue. I mean, it's just all over the place where things have happened like that. Millions of people have moved and have turned other places blue. And
I believe Colorado's purple. I'm looking at a map here because when you said that, I went looking.
Denver,
Denver's blue, but Colorado's purple.
Denver, which is the big metropolitan area and which really affects the outcome of elections there, is deep, dark blue.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City recently turned deep, dark blue.
But the state is purple.
Yeah.
I know, all the whole state, I know. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about something that we need to pay attention to. What is significant about January the 3rd?
January the 3rd?
Yeah.
I know it. Boy.
All right, let me cut to the chase. It's the anniversary of the killing of Soleimani. We have got an intense amount. We've got an intense amount, along with our allies, of military force in the Middle East right now. We just flew some more B-52s over into there to get ready for whatever we're going to get ready with. There's some B-1s over there. I think there's even some B-2s. I know there's a couple of nuclear subs in the area. One of them happens to be Israeli. We've got a aircraft carrier battle group, along with a assault task force that's there. Saudi Arabia is prepared for just about anything, as they always are. And some of the new allies of Israel are also ready to go after Iran in the event something were to happen, because Iran has threatened all sorts of things to the United States over the death of Soleimani. We'll see. But it's January the 3rd.
It's very interesting what's happening with all the military hardware being moved over there, and everyone's on military alert and this, that, and the other. It's finally that, that nation's being dealt with. And I hope that when it comes down to it, that it will be dealt with in a way that she will no longer be a threat, because to move all the hardware, everyone has a nice look-see. Oh, wow, look at the big ships and the aircraft. And then they go away, and then Iran continues to get aid from China and elsewhere, and just, it's like a recycling event that goes, over and over again.
Okay.
Something's got to happen.
Okay, now, Los Angeles has got a dining ban, not only the city, but also the county, right?
Yes.
Now, yesterday, an appeals court ruled that dining ban can, in fact, remain in effect until at least February. So those restaurants that are suffering out there are going to suffer some more.
See, this is evil. It's not just stupid, it's evil.
And we're talking about outdoors. Some of these places are outdoor. Can't do that.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. It's evil, Captain. That is not going to cure the corona China virus.
No.
Not one bit. And they know it. He knows it. That's why he was caught at a gathering recently himself. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the governor.
Yeah.
This is phony baloney stuff. They're going after smaller businesses. And the like.
Okay,
so,
one last thing so we can get it in here, and that's about Ohio.
Sure.
Now, you wanted to talk about this. The school children in Ohio, according to the governor, no longer have to quarantine after exposure, so says the governor. He finally woke up.
Absolutely. Finally, Mr. DeWine has awakened from his stupor. Thank you, Governor. That's a good thing. The children should be back in school and getting a good education. Hopefully, they'll stop indoctrinating them in school and give them real education. But that's a good move that he did.
Don't hold your breath, and I will talk to you on Tuesday. Have yourself a great New Year's, and stay out of trouble if you can. Stay out of trouble.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, and God bless.
All right, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards American Experience, too. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau will miss a year-end deadline for handling the numbers used for assigning congressional seats. The Census Bureau plans to deliver a population count of each state in early 2021. It will be the first time that the December 31st target date is missed since the deadline was implemented more than four decades ago by Congress. Unemployment Aid will continue to provide a lifeline for millions of workers who continue to struggle to find a job amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Department of Labor says it does not anticipate that eligible claimants will miss a week of benefits and should be added soon to unemployment benefits. Minneapolis police shot and killed a man in exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop in the southern part of the city late Wednesday. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo said officers were conducting a traffic stop. Initial witness statements indicate that the subject involved in this felony stop fired first at Minneapolis police officers, who then exchanged gunfire with the suspect. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Family Automotive. That's spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. And let me tell you about their brand-new Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue. You know, Acura competes very favorably with the other luxury car brands out there, and the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. Now, it's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay, and the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too, there, ladies. Now, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with an automatic transmission, and the best news about Moss Acura is you get that same high level of customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Now, every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes, tire rotation, surface shield protections, and many more added features that add to the value. Don't forget, veterans, active duty military, first responders, and pastors, too, all receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. Now, remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Visit their website, MossAcura.com. That's MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you just might save yourself some more money. All righty. Now, I want you to listen to something here about 2020 and the new year. Here we go.
This is Albert Mogler for Townhall.com. Before the year 2020 began, the biggest story by far had already begun, but we didn't know it. Most Americans thought the big story of 2020 would be the presidential election. What could be bigger?
We soon found out. Democrats impeached Donald Trump but failed to remove him. The same party panicked when Bernie Sanders took the lead for the nomination, but it was Joe Biden who took the prize. John Lewis, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Alex Trebek, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and John Le Carré all died, each with a different story. In November, Joe Biden was declared the winner, but Donald Trump was in no mood to concede. He hasn't yet. Of course, COVID-19 became the big story of the year. In December, Operation Warp Speed produced a vaccine. It's still a big fight. Most of us won't be sad to see 2020 end, and we look forward to 2021 with hope. May the new year bring you and yours renewed promise and blessing. I'm Albert Mohler.
All righty, that's Albert Mohler, and we heard that, and I decided to save that and play it along just to let you know a little something that's going along here. By the way, before I mention something else here, I want to tell everybody about January the 6th in Washington, D.C. If you haven't heard this, there's going to be a massive rally for the president on January the 6th in Washington, D.C., the rally for the Trump and election integrity to save our nation and our Constitution is what they're calling this. There also is going to be something going on for 4 hours down here on Dale Mabry and Lake Carroll Way in front of the Carrollwood Plaza and Publix. It's a Stand for Trump rally. They'll be going on for 4 hours. They'll be waving flags and banners and all that sort of stuff there. So if you want to get involved, to find out more, you can give Mary a call at 813-400-5404. Again, her number, 813-400-5404, to find out more about that. And I'm sure they're going to have a bunch of people there. Now, many of you have had the unfortunate of getting in an accident with a car or maybe a slip and fall or whatever. Maybe a boat, I don't know, whatever the situation might be. And I want you to think about something for a minute. In the middle of the night, what are you going to do? How are you going to get some help besides police? And God forbid, if you're hurt, you're going to go to a hospital. But let me just tell you about Farah and Farah. And listen to this. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farah and Farah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farah and Farah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farah and Farah. Let them push back. Visit farahandfarah.com. Now, if you ever have the misfortune of getting into an accident or getting hurt in the middle of the night, after you call your insurance company, the next call should be to your attorney. And here's a number where they're at 24/7, 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707. That's the number for Farah and Farah. Now, I'll give you the correct spelling on their name so you don't screw that up when you go to look up the website. It's F-A-R-A-H. F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com. And again, their number 24/7, 877-245-6707. They will definitely be there for you when you need them in the event you have an untimely accident or get hurt or whatever the situation entails when it comes to physical injury or disability. All right. Now, let me see what I got going here. Now, the Nashville bombing is showing everybody right now about the domestic communications vulnerabilities. And when I say that, what I'm talking about is the fact that Nashville is a hub for AT&T. We know that. But it's not the only hub across the country. There's, I don't know, 50 or 60 or something like that hubs where your signal goes through this and goes through that. In my particular case, I was being told one night that we were doing the ISDN line, and it was going through, let's see, Chicago. And then one night it was going through Atlanta. One night it was going through Atlanta. But whatever the case may be, when that hub goes down, it takes other places with it. Now, fortunately, it didn't take all of Georgia with it, but it took four other states. just the northern part of Georgia along the border was all. And you got to remember that when you do have a problem like that, and the police were called to this gentleman's house, the no longer with this suspect, they apparently did not search the Nashville bombing suspect's home last year when his girlfriend called up and reported his suspicious behavior. And she even said, and this is a quote from her, not me, that he was making mini bombs, small bombs in his camper. Well, they never looked in the camper either. Now, I find that kind of odd. Obviously, they didn't have the search warrants they needed and all that sort of stuff, and maybe they felt that this person wasn't a person of risk because of whatever reason or whatnot. But I was watching the interview yesterday with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation chief, and he was saying that they just had no reason to suspect him. He was not a person of interest, and he acted like as if he didn't even know about this other thing with Nashville. Well, it seems to me, and I could be wrong, it seems to me that when you get in trouble like this, and terrorism may be part of it, that they right away put you in a computer and you're in there until somebody takes you out. So if your name pops up again, you're considered a person of interest. That's my understanding. But I don't know that that was the case here or not. Apparently, it wasn't. So we get what we get, I guess. By the way, with the January 6th rally going on in Washington, D.C., and with concerns over anti-mask protests and other things going on, there have been a number of other events across the country that have been canceled over the 4th of July, New Year's weekend. You probably heard about the Proud Boys, and they had a bunch of rooms in a hotel for the rally in D.C., and they were told the rooms were not going to be available for them because they didn't want to create any problems there. And I guess they felt the Proud Boys, this hotel, that is, was a not necessarily somebody they wanted to have there. And then there was this bird in Wisconsin. 500 doses of the Moderna coronavirus vaccine had to be destroyed because this person intentionally left the vaccines outside of refrigeration. Now, there were people that probably wanted those shots. Now they can't get them because that's what they have to do. They have to destroy the vaccine. And, oh, by the way, if they have vaccines that they can't use because they've got too many and there's not enough people or something like that, they don't just ship them off to another area. They destroy them. And caller, hang on the line because I got to take a break. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Buns and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. All you got to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. Remember, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number to call, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might get some of that private stock pastry in the back room there. All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got Eric and Seminole on the line. And good morning, Eric. And first of all, how are your boys doing?
Hey, thanks for my call, sir. Yeah, they're doing well. Got one standing by to go. He got invited back to a real tough course to go re-challenge the course, which is almost unheard of. You only do that, you know, one or two students a class.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one to do that. And the other one, former Marine, is standing by to be cleared to go overseas and do some contract work for a major client that has contracts with the State Department. So, we'll see how that pans out.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, the world being what it is, and you'd mentioned that the battle groups and the different allies, alliance over there in the Persian Gulf region, on standby, so to speak. Now, we always know typically there is a carrier battle group, U.S. Navy carrier battle group in theater, so to speak, in the Persian Gulf. Mm-hmm. That's just a standard operating procedure since, the Iranian, the Islamic Revolution back in 78, 79 time frame.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's just smart play. However, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, Israeli sub, nuclear submarine transited the Suez and found the reef, and speculation on that. Mm-hmm. And that's come out that, been confirmed, so to speak. I'm not sure what's going on. No one exactly knows, if the powers that be, so to speak. But I would, number one, it's obviously to show for us. Number two, it reinforces our commitment to our allies, what little we have in the region, just historically. But, President Trump, you'd mentioned that President Trump's going to be returning to
He's coming back early. He's coming, leaving right after the New Year's celebration, going back to the White House.
Right. Not the domestic issues notwithstanding, there are, and that's the place to be. If you want to be at the helm, so to speak, at a moment's note, just breathe a thought, just think a thought, and stuff's going downrange or stuff, taking place. But I would think that this show of force, there's something else going on under the radar, so to speak. It's not just an overwhelming show of force. If the Israelis are involved, in my opinion, and this is just me, there's probably deployments of clandestine or covert operations going on, or employments or insertions from, I'm not saying it is, but I wouldn't put it past the Israelis aren't to be messed with. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
They got just as good a special operations capability, if not greater, than what we have. And I think, in a way, they may have a greater operating capability because they're a smaller nation, and people are going to the old story.
The Mossad, they're right there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mossad, Gvadi, their SEAL teams, et cetera. You made mention also, and again, I appreciate you allowing me to take this time, but you made mention regarding the Nashville RV bombing and speculation about this cat being reported by his girlfriend back last year, was it August of last year, sometime frame like that.
Right.
My sentiment is this. We put that in quotations, have to be right 100% of the time.
That's right.
They only have to be right one time.
Right.
Now, with that said, there is, if the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms get involved, or people make reports about, suspicious activity, bomb-making materials, yada, yada, that's going to be investigated. But I think they should be on it. People probably are. Heck, I could probably be on one for something I said 20 years ago. But they should be on a list of some sort to be, cleared of, we checked this guy out.
They're supposed to be.
There should be, right. There should be that sort of stuff going on. However, the timing of this is completely asinine, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The target selection, if indeed it was a legitimate target selection, is completely asinine, in my opinion. Now, we got all, his remains were found at the scene, yada, yada.
Scattered.
Vapor, whatever, atomized.
Yep, yep.
But here's the thing. One thing I find, I'm not going to say odd, but I'll say odd, is that there was a no-fly zone cap placed over the city of Nashville for national security reasons.
Still there, I think.
So there's some, I don't know, I'm not getting into, I'm on the fringe here of that. I don't want to step across that line. But there's just something doesn't square with that, particularly at 6:30 in the morning on Christmas morning.
I know.
Just something doesn't square with that. But, again, I want to thank you for allowing me this opportunity to voice my opinion. I wish everyone the best. I hope everyone's had a happy holiday and a safe and happy new year.
Yep.
And just remember, it's amateur night tonight, so be careful out there on the roads.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you soon, and you take care of those boys. Okay.
Yeah, roger that, sir. Simplify.
All right, that's Eric in Seminole and his boys. One of them is a Marine. The other one was a Marine, but he's now working with the government as a contractor. Now, in the wake of the explosion that rocked Nashville last week, Americans now are more concerned about, wait for it, domestic terrorism than foreign threats. You heard me right. 63% of likely U.S. voters say domestic terrorism is a greater threat to the United States, compared to 24% who say foreign terrorism is the greatest threat, and 13% who say they just don't have any knowledge. They don't know. Well, those people will never know because they're asleep at the switch, and it just is what it is, as you well know. And it's a shame. It's a real shame. Now, what will happen today with the Senate? What will Mitch McConnell do? Don't know. Don't know. Will he do anything about the stimulus checks? I think they're dead in the water right now. So we'll see. Because he just couldn't. And why they didn't do what they could have done had they really wanted to pass this, and that is do it standing alone, standalone provision, which in my opinion, that's the way we should be doing our bills when we put something together. If it's a defense bill, put it together all by itself and don't stick a bunch of stuff on it like they like to do. Same thing with any other budget. If it's a budget, it's a budget. Put it up there as a budget. Don't add things to it. Whatever. They're their own worst enemies when it comes to this. Think about that. And oh, by the way, some good news. Ohio school children will no longer have to quarantine after exposure to the coronavirus, so says the governor. That's a good thing. And it's about time it happened. Finally, somebody gets the message. And again, not to be outdone, but I've had a couple of requests again this morning. So I'm going to see if I can bring this up real quick here. I have had a couple of requests this morning, so let me see if I can get this to play. Because if I can, I'm going to give you about a minute or so of this. Let's see if we got it. Coming up, here we go.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Democrats moved down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA, looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
go ahead,
he said, 47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gap trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw once again our president and attempted another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
Screw an international stuff is oppressive for people that bad and kind of fair.
It's a joke.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.